Convention 24, yet away. Good segue, pal.
That's what I'm here for.
Let us talk about 24. So 24 was the last season. You were on 24. It's a very controversial character, obviously.
Yeah.
So tell us about the experience in 24 as a whole. Positive, negative. What was it?
It was fantastic. I love any job where I can make a lot of money and never have to work. It's fantastic. Amen. It's like an actor's dream, right?
You worked a lot. I mean, you were in a lot of that.
That's
show.
What it seems. But I really wasn't. I never worked. I mean, that's what's amazing is the writers kept saying to me, "Trust me, you'll see it and you'll be like, oh my God, I'm really in this a lot," because like I never worked. I worked like 2 days a month.
Really?
Yeah. Like wow. I never worked because they block shot. So we would do all the scenes in the CTU for two episodes in like 3 days. So if you were in only the CTU, you'd do those 3 days and then you'd be done and it takes what? 8 days to shoot an episode, 16 days plus weekends. That's like it's like a month.
Right.
And so you're working like 3 days a month.
Wow.
And it was fantastic. Like sometimes I'd get a check in the mail and be like, oh my God, that's right. I have a job. Like I totally forgot. Like I'd be like out auditioning for other things.
Right.
And they'd be like, Katie, you can't do this. You're on 24. I was like, oh, right. I forgot. Oh,
that's pretty crazy. Yeah. And that was the thing that character, Dana Walsh, correct?
Mm-hmm.
She was.
AKA Jenny Scott.
That's right. See, that was the thing is in the beginning. See, for me, my thing, I was a big 24 fan for a long time. And
until I came on.
Until you came on. I just tuned out. I mean, what is? No. They were already doing Mole of the Week before you came on. Like everybody in CTU was a mole.
We have a 16-month mole calendar for you.
Pretty much. Everybody was a mole. The janitor was a mole. Somebody was a mole. Everyone was a mole. And I was like, okay, maybe they're not going to do it this time. And again, if you have not watched 24 at this point, turn it off because it's spoiler time.
I haven't seen it, but unfortunately, I have to continue the interview. So.
Yeah, exactly.
Or you could just leave it on because it's kind of predictable. So
I mean, you're gonna. Well, but that was the thing, though, is that they get to a point with your character where you think she's going in this one direction, and then of course she turns out to be the mole, and it turned out to be silly. Like when you were doing it, did you feel it was like, what the hell's going on right now?
Again, yeah. I think the writers wrote themselves into a wall because they'd promised me that I was going to have guns. And I think they finally got to a point where they're like, we've got to give her guns. Like, Katie needs guns. We promised her. The reason she's here is because we told her she was going to have guns.
Right.
What do we do? Because I had had the option to go do another show on USA and have my own show on USA. And I turned it down to do 24.
Because of the guns?
Because of the guns.
All right.
And then for the first like five episodes, I'm at a desk. And I'm like, really, guys? Where are my guns? This is why I'm here. I'm here for guns. And I think that they kind of were like, fuck, that's right. We promised her guns. And so they just kind of kept going with it.
Is it a situation where like you show up to work that day and then they give you the pages? Like, how far in advance do you know? Because your character is, you know,
you know, like a mole,
but did you know the whole time that you were gonna have these turns?
Yeah. Well, because you know two episodes in advance because that's how they shoot, right? So you'd get a pile of two scripts at once. And so I knew, you know, pretty much in advance. I knew I was bad. I had no idea I was the mole. I knew I was bad, though.
Okay, yeah.
From the very beginning, I knew I was bad.
Well, all right, well, that makes me a little hopeful. This is, you don't have to answer this, but I'm very, like, you know me, I'm opinionated, I have to say this. Did anyone ever tell Freddie Prinze Jr. on set that his New York accent was terrible? Okay, fair enough.
You're a real New Yorker, Christian.
I just have to say that. So that's me saying that. Katie,
Freddie was great in Summer Catch.
Yes.
Oh my God, I own Summer Catch.
Summer Catch is a great movie, also starring Wake Forest alum Mark Lucas. Okay,
all right,
Mark Lucas. Yes. What happened to that kid?
He's shooting threes in a gym somewhere.
Everybody's doing that now.
See, this is the problem with coasters.
Coasters, it's coaster wars over here.
You're listening at home, and your wife or girlfriend is trying to domesticate you by putting coasters in your office. Don't let her do it.
Yeah. Okay.
Use a checkbook.
Exactly.
All right. So
use a checkbook.
So no, I think the coolest thing of 24 had to be when Jack Bauer killed you.
Me.
It had to be cool.
Yeah, you know, we actually had discussed on that day, even up to that point, whether or not she was going to jump off and get out of there somehow, like grab the plastic and like slide down or something. Because they were like, well, the movies, what do we really, you know, do we want the option to be able to bring Katie back? And it was kind of one of those things where she'd gone so far that you can't not kill her at this point. So we were, but what's funny is like with all the guns I've shot in my entire like career as an actress, I've never been shot. So I've never been squibbed. And the squibs were like right on my chest, right? I'm terrified. I'm so nervous it's going to like scar me because like I've got that little thin shirt on and I'm like, oh my God, I'm terrified. I was so scared. Like everyone was like, Katie, you're going to be fine. I was like, I don't know if I could. I was so nervous.
Well, you had already done your nude scene, so if anything happened, it would
yeah,
be fine.
Exactly. It was totally fine. So,
what is a squib?
A squib is like a little pocket of blood that has a little baby firecracker in it. And the firecracker is attached to a bunch of wires that run down your leg. And when they push a button, the firecracker goes off and the blood squirts out your shirt. So the firecracker's like the only thing protecting your skin is like a piece of like cloth, basically. So something could potentially go wrong. I'd never been squibbed before, so I was a bit worried. And I forgot to put my earplugs in.
Oh no!
Imagine a firecracker right next to your eardrum. So the first one goes off, and I'm laying on the ground, already pretty much dead, with tears streaming down my eyes because I'm going, holy fuck, I can't hear. And all I'm hearing is my eardrum is fucking gone. And I know damn well that he's got one more shot left. I'm like, fuck, I don't want to do this again because I had to fall backwards into nothing and like land on the ground, which was actually really difficult to do and not hurt myself. And I knew that it was coming and I knew I didn't want to do it a second time. So I had to suck it up and wait for that second one to go off. And it hurt so bad I couldn't hear for a week.
What a troop. It's like Pete Townsend playing the encore. Like, I know I don't have earplugs in.
Were you working working that day? Like, who was checking that?
Dude, you know what? In all honesty though, some guy's like, dude, I just squibbed Katie Sackhoff. Like, you're bragging, you're signing autographs.
Yeah,
you know?
Did you wear earplugs? Oh fuck.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. No, it hurt like hell. Like, I couldn't hear out of my left ear for probably like 3 days, to be honest about it.
But to get killed by one of the vampires from the Lost Boys.
That's great.
Well, was he bombed on set?
No.
I mean, I love Kiefer Sutherland.
Here's the thing with Kiefer. I love Kiefer Sutherland. I love anyone who gives you who they really are on a platter and says, go fuck yourself if you don't like me, I don't care. Because that's kind of what I do. And so I respect him tremendously. He's mad cool. I'd work with him any day of the week. He shows up to set. He's 110% committed and prepared as soon as they say action.
You just made my day.
Like, I know. That's really
to hear that about Kiefer Sutherland is awesome.
He's awesome. Yeah. And then on his own time, he pees on trees and stuff.
Dives into them. Yeah. Have you seen the video?
Totally fine.
It's the best.
Listen, has he ever hurt anyone?
No.
No.
Oh, no. He's gotten into a few fights. He punched that one dude in the face.
Listen, this is my thing. If you're going to fight a guy that's completely fucking hammered.
Yeah, you're an idiot.
And 5'9". And he's going to be able to beat the shit out of you. Yeah. You deserve to get your ass kicked.
Right. I mean, well, that was also. But what about the Brooke Shields thing, too? Isn't that a whole thing? Was like the guy said something to her and he wrecked the guy? Who cares? Keep us all those great.
Who cares?
It's fine.
Who cares?
It doesn't matter.
He doesn't apologize for it.
Nor should he.
He's like, this is who I am. I don't care.
Right.
And you know, whatever. I don't know Brooke Shields. I can't comment on anything. I can't comment on anything that Kiefer has done away from me because I don't know.
Right.
But if I didn't trust him and I didn't love him like completely as a person, I wouldn't work with him again. And we're doing Growl together. So it's like, I love him.
Guy kicks ass. He gives 110%.
For those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, find YouTube, Google Kiefer Sutherland diving into a Christmas tree.
It is the best thing I've ever seen.
Best video.
It reminds